Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, ah!
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out. And then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Friday, everybody. We are 6 days away from the NFL draft next Thursday, which we absolutely cannot wait. And Mike and I, again, will be broadcasting live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our buddy B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, is going to join us here in about 15 minutes. All things covered is the podcast. Of course, he does work for CBS Sports as well. He will join us. We'll get his final thoughts, Mike, as we lead into next week's draft and kind of get a feel. I know he was a corner, and I think he's got a good feel for these corners in this particular draft. We'll ask him who he thinks the guy is, if, in fact, the Falcons go there at 8. But today, guys, we have to start with exit interviews. Have you ever left a job and they said, we want to interview you. We want to know what we can do better with this company. We want to know what you really enjoyed and what you really didn't enjoy. This happens across the world.
Right.
Even in sports, where today the Hawks gave their exit interviews. Now, Mike, I'd love to be a fly on the wall to see what was said or to hear what was said, whether it was good, bad, or otherwise. But we all want to know where this team and this direction is headed, right? And today we're going to hear from Trey. We'll hear from DJ. But now that the season is over, Mike, do you hold back?
I mean, let it all hang out. I mean, you got to get Trey some better talent around him. It's funny because you hear things, and I don't know, some guys are tone deaf to it. Some guys will make a mountain out of a molehill. I think the truth somewhere is in between when you try to read between the lines. When you hear things from Bogey and you hear things from DeJounte, I think DeJounte basically saying, look, I don't think this guy knows how to coach defense. Talking about Quinn Snyder, that's been brought up before. I'm not impressed as a fan by what Quinn Snyder's done defensively. But you hear Bogey and it's like people didn't sacrifice enough. Who's that shot at? That immediately gets people wondering. You know, we'll see. Well, who didn't define sacrifice? So anyway, we'll get into some of that. We can go and be, forensic soundbite analyst, Carl, of what these guys are talking about.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd love for somebody to just come out and say, I'm not happy, I don't want to be here. Nobody's going to say that. But so you have to kind of read between the lines, right? I mean,
right.
I don't know, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that DJ doesn't want to be here. But when he says after the game, and Big O, let's play this, because after the game the other night against the Bulls, right, this is not even today. This is not where Trae Young said today, I want to be here, but I also want to win when asked about the trade rumors. This was DJ basically saying, look, I wanted to guard some of these guys. Right. Like Kobe was going off against us. I want to guard him one-on-one, but that wasn't the game plan. In essence, Mike, you're questioning the strategy of the head coach. That right. is what he did.
Right.
This is DJ.
For me, I want to guard guys. That's just a private thing, you know, for me and how I was raised. But, you know, like I said, you follow the game plan. That was the game plan. And you win or lose basketball games, and we fell short.
You win or lose basketball games, and we fell short. He's never going to come out and say, got to know what he's doing. But I think, Mike, when your best players in a playoff game, one right. game, win or lose, go home, listen to your guys. Like, am I wrong about this? Like, if he came to Quinn Snyder, and I don't know if this happened during the game or not, and said, Coach, look, Kobe's going off. Let me at least try to slow him down a little bit. You got to listen to your guys. If that was LeBron, Mike, and he said that, the head coach is going to listen, right? I mean, that is where we're at, and I'm not comparing those two. All I'm saying is if your stars are that enthralled to say, hey, I don't think what we're doing is necessarily working, let's try something else, sometimes you've got to give into that.
Right.
I don't know if that happened, but that's what it sounds like to me.
It's just a really bad basketball team that just doesn't play well together. They play well in spurts. You know, we've talked about it. You know, if you could ever combine the defensive prowess that seems to come when Trae is off the floor with the score and you need to win games with Trae on the floor. But they can't figure that out, and they haven't been able to figure it out for 2 years. Regardless of the injuries, it's still a dynamic that just doesn't play. So it's going to be real interesting in this offseason to see, do they move both? I could never see. First off, I don't think the Hawks in a million years would move on from Trae Young. I just don't think they'd ever do it. I think that DeJounte, if you move on from DeJounte, you basically admit you blew it on the trade in the first place. So maybe neither one of these guys move.
Speaking of Trae, we'll let you hear what he said about blaming Quinn Snyder and his defense. It's kind of interesting. And then also whether or not does he have to be the first option. But before that, let's hear another soundbite from DeJounte Murray talking about the other night.
I guess the game plan was they wanted to double DeMar. So you're the players, you respect your coaches, and you follow the game plan, and that was the game plan. You see he was doubling DeMar, and it gave other guys confidence. And you're in the NBA. I wish they would have missed shots. I wish they didn't gain confidence this game. But, you know, it's the NBA. They work hard. They're here for a reason, you know. So we're doubling one of their teammates all game long. So it's up to them to make their shots, and they made shots.
I mean, now again, I know that we, as we said, not everybody can read between the lines or understand. He's basically saying Quinn Snyder had a really blanked up game plan.
Yeah, when you start saying we keep doubling him and other guys are getting open shots all night.
Kobe White?
All night.
Kobe White?
I kind of wish
Kobe White
went a different way, but you know, I mean, Mike, they're in the NBA. These guys make shots.
I mean, guys make shots. I mean, we're double teaming some dude the whole night, but I mean, hey, my name's Paul, and that's between y'all. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, we're playing some defense. We're double teaming guys. Damn if I know.
Yeah, right. with the cigarette in his mouth. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, we're playing this game. Because that was the other night. I want you to hear Trae today, all right? Exit interviews. Last time we'll probably hear from Trae this offseason. Let's be honest. I mean, he'll have some events in town and whatnot, but, Mike, we won't probably get a chance to talk to Trae again until the start of next season, and who knows what moves will have been, you know, what will happen between now and then. Here's Trae talking about the defense, because some people are saying exactly what DJ said. What kind of game plan was that? Why were these guys getting open shots? Trae, do you blame Quinn?
You can't put, all the blame on Quinn because he's the coach. He ain't out there playing. So the scheme sometimes works, and then sometimes it doesn't. But at the end of the day, we all can be better on that end and give him more effort and things like that. But I think just sometimes it's just the matchups too.
Sometimes it is. Mike, this next soundbite to me might be the most important one of the offseason. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Where are the Hawks going? What do they do? Today, the guys cleaned out their lockers. See you. Mm-hmm. I'll holler at you. Where you headed? Caribbean. Where are you going? Mexico. Okay, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'll see you in 3 months at the Emory Training Center.
Mike, Trae was asked whether or not He needs to be the top option on this team. Listen to this.
Obviously, I'd let them know that they came here. People don't understand. I don't mind. People may think that I have to feel like I'm the best player on the team or first option. I'm not that way. So I'm just a guy that's trying to get everybody involved and win the game.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I mean,
I do too.
B.J. Armstrong, Paxton did some big shots for the Bulls.
Absolutely.
That wasn't always Michael. I mean,
Kerr. Hodges.
That's any team. Any team is defined by the other dudes. But yeah, look, he's the star. He's supposed to be the star. He should be on this Olympic team. We talked about that yesterday. More on that coming up. But he wants to be here. Just wants to win. Nobody wants their legacy to be a bunch of nothing. You know, as far as. I mean, the high water mark occurred in 2021, and it's been all downhill since.
Correct.
Nobody wants to live with that.
No. And by the way, he was asked that question in regards to selling players on coming here.
Right.
And in essence, let's just say it's Giannis. Okay? We'll just use him as an example. And Giannis is coming here. Trey's not the first option anymore. Okay? And are you willing to be a guy that can deal with that? And he's saying, yeah, listen, that's not my MO. I'm trying to get other guys involved. And I do believe him. I've said this since we drafted him. And this is the reason why I lobbied for him when we said, hey, who do we want? I said, he is a facilitator at heart. That is who he is. That's why the dude gives you 11, 12, 15 assists on any given night. But yes, he can score, Mike, but he needs help. Mm-hmm. So if I'm Trey, I'm saying the same thing. I don't necessarily have to be the best player on the team. Hell, give me some help. I'll be happy to be the third scorer on this team.
I can distribute, but I can't distribute to nobody. You know what I mean? Exactly. Can't distribute to a bunch of bums.
Exactly. All right, what do you guys think? Hit us up. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports, guys. We'll continue to let you hear more Trey Young as, again, today it was like peace. But I don't think he said anything definitive about the direction of this team, where he wanted to go. As Mike said, the only thing he says, I want to be here, but I want to win. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And for all you guys are like, oh, I don't think he wants to win. What do we play the game for? What are we playing for?
This is why, you know, we say we apply this to the Braves, to Georgia football, the Falcons.
I mean, yes.
You know, if everybody is not in. You know, then, like, if I was Trey, well, guy asked me yesterday, no joke, I'm at the bar, Rathman's waiting on my buddy's show, and we're talking about the Hawks. Give a shout-out to Jim, he works in the insurance business, and he was there with his wife, anniversary, and he goes, what would you do if you were Trey? I said, I get the hell out of here. I'd demand a trade if I was Trey Young.
You want to see if the organization is serious about winning.
I would, I'm not trying to irk somebody, I'm just giving you this, if I was Trey Young, I'd say peace out.
If you were Trey, what would you do?
I'd say get me the hell. Bunch of losers. These guys ain't committed. This owner ain't going to play. Only way we can do anything right now is to get in the luxury tax. This owner's not going to do that.
Would you call a one-on-one with Tony Wrestler?
Hey, Wrestler, let's see some greenbacks. What's up, Jack? Kick your feet up on his desk. I'm out. No, seriously, if I was Trey Young, I would demand a trade if I was Trey Young. I would demand a trade to the Lakers and go play with LeBron and try to win a championship and secure your legacy. Just like all the Oklahoma City guys did. Now, it didn't work out for anybody but Durant, but that's what I would do.
Yeah. This is – and by the way, he's not saying that, at least not right now.
And that's why I think you got to now go get some guys. Now, then we get back to the old argument earlier this year when that podcast came out. Do you guys want to play with Trey? Because if they don't, that's not on the Hawks either.
404-726-0929. We got a lot to chop up. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. Bryant McFadden is going to join us. Who's the best corner in this draft? And can we get him where we currently sit in the first round? It's Friday! It's Dukes and Bell.
This is Jim Rome with a Sports Minute.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way, while we were talking about the Hawks' exit interviews, Landry Fields, our general manager, said that he...
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, he said, Trey is a fantastic player. All-star caliber player, and we know, and he knows, it's going to take more than one, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go get us one.
Yeah, so talk to the owner. Let's get in the luxury taxi. Let's go.
Go get us one, Landry.
I mean, you know, think about this. When Trey takes the bow in the middle of Madison Square Garden, we go on and we beat Joel Embiid in the Sixers. I mean, if he doesn't hit the referee's foot, we might have gone to the NBA Finals.
I know.
And I'd have given us a puncher's chance against the Suns. You know? I mean, we have done nothing. Nothing. Since that. We went backwards. You know? Schlenk built that team. This team isn't the team Schlenk built. This is the team these guys tweaked and made the trade, gave up all our draft picks. And look, how do you fix it? The only way is to spend money. And the owner, can you convince an owner who's seen his team in the play-in 3 years in a row to spend some money?
Did you say play-in?
Play-in.
Play-in. It's Dukes and
the
Bell.
The loser's bracket.
That's what Landry Fields said. More on what they had to say today over at Emory and as the guys were gathering their belongings and saying goodbye. Let's talk to our man, Bryant McFadden, as we get ready for the draft. All Things Covered is the podcast with Patrick Peterson. And, of course, he played in the NFL. Two-time Super Bowl champion. Bryant McFadden, I want to start first with the corners. You played the position. I'm sure you're probably more critical than most when you watch some of these guys and you're doing your evaluations. If there is a corner at 8, Who is that guy that we should be looking at if there is a corner that you like at 8? Who's that guy?
I want to be biased, but I can't be biased. I got to be, you know, legit. I don't think there's a corner that's going to go inside the top 10.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
And that's no knock on this year's draft class when you look at cornerbacks, but it's not as impactful as it was last year when we saw Devon Witherspoon go 5, I think, to Seattle. Right. So in regards to taking a corner at 8, if I'm Atlanta, I'm not sure I would be willing to do that. But when you look at the top corner that will come off the board, anywhere outside the top 10 is how I see it. I think it's going to be Terrion Arnold, yeah. Cornerback from Alabama. And the reason why, he wasn't the fastest. He ran a 4.5, but when you turn his tape, guys, he doesn't play 4.5. He really excelled a year ago because, remember, going into 2023, Kool-Aid McKinstry was the guy that many felt like was the best corner, not just on Alabama's team, but the best corner in the country. Kool-Aid played pretty good football, but, of course, he was dealing with injuries throughout last year, clearly with that fractured foot, and, you know, didn't really excel and put forth the efforts that we thought he would, but Terrion Arnold did. So when you factor in how Terrion just emerged, the tackling that I love, and also, too, look at the elite competition that he played against week in and week out. When you look at playing against the guys from LSU, you look at playing against Georgia, Lat McConkey, and the rest of those guys. Hey, you look at playing against A.D. Mitchell and Xavier Worthy from Texas. I mean, name me another corner that had played pro-style wide receivers as much as Terrion Arnold did last year in college football.
It's our man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. B, the thing is, we need edge rush, unless these guys are going to continue their development already on the roster. But one thing for certain, when you look at the depth chart, we got a young Clark Phillips, who we like his upside. We said he's maybe more suited to play nickel. They really got to find a starter to be opposite A.J. Terrell in this draft.
No question. I love Clark Phillips. I love him coming out of Utah. I love defensive backs from Utah and Washington because those guys are pro-ready. And I think Clark Phillips has an opportunity, especially inside when you look at his measurables and how instinctive and how his lateral movement kind of pertains more so to a nickel guy. I think he can excel. But also, too, Carl and Mike, we can't forget about the free agent cornerback class, the guys that are still available as well.
Right.
So when you look at some notable names like Stephon Gilmore, Xavier Howard, guys that are still, I feel like, starting material in the National Football League, and I don't think they will warrant, you know, breaking the bank when you look at salary. That could be an option for Atlanta as well. I do believe Atlanta will draft a cornerback anywhere in the top three rounds. You know, that's how I see it. But you still can add value in the free agency pool when you look at the cornerbacks that are still available in free agency.
Tell me you're with me. Don't tell me you're against me. Tell me you're with me when I say if one of these top wide receivers falls to eight, you got to take them.
Oh, no question. Yeah. I don't care who it is. I don't care if you're telling me if it's Rome. I don't care if you're telling me you know, clearly Malik or Marvin. Like, if any one of those guys are available, throw out what you are trying to do for Atlanta and go get a difference maker.
Yes.
Right now. Go get a difference maker, and you better believe Kirk Cousins will be smiling from ear to ear. Now, that might not be the best position of need, but if one of those guys fall at eight, now you're cooking with gas. Now you can potentially have an offense with, you know, with Robinson, with Drake, with Kyle, with a Rome, with a Malik, or with a Marvin Harrison. Oh, my goodness, I got you guys fired up just throwing out those names as a hypothetical, right?
Yeah.
Right? But one thing we know about the draft, guys, we don't know. We've done, all of us, when you talk about being analysts, being fans of the sport, all of us has probably done a million mock drafts individually. And when we think we know, we don't know. And most of these organizations don't really know until that time is right there before their eyes. So if that happens, no question, there's nothing to think about. Go get one of those elite pass catchers.
Brian McFadden knows what he's talking about. Two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers here on Dukes and Bell. Yeah, I mean, look, if Roma Dunze is there, everything you just talked about, and now we're scoring a lot of points. And then the defense, you know, take some pressure off because other teams, if they can't play catch up, they become one dimensional. I mean, we have all the pieces right now for that Rams style offense, but that puts us over the top. And then, do you like a guy like do you like one of the other like receivers from? I don't know. Brock Bowers is going to go before we pick, but do you like a Ladd McConkey here? Because does he fit? He's not as big as Cooper Kupp, but that's a guy could be in the second round if we do something else in the first.
That's the thing, Mike. I mean, you can get high value at wide receiver in the second round. And the thing about Ladd McConkey, when you look at him, when you watch him play, he looks like he's 5'9", 5'10". But he's a six-footer.
Right.
He's a six-footer. Like, I was at the SEC championship game last year and I actually saw him. I was surprised because I thought he was like a little shrimp. You know what I mean? Like a smaller guy. But no, he has length. I love his route running ability. And he just plays football. He is a football player. I think Ladd McConkey, and I'll say this, you know, very, very, very carefully, right? I think Ladd McConkey has the ability to have a Puka-like Nakua effect to whatever organization drafts him. Now, hold on before everyone jumps on me,
all right?
I'm not saying he's going to put forth record-setting numbers, but remember how surprised Kuka – remember the surprise that Kuka gave all of us.
Right.
Like, we were like, whoa, what? Every week. Ladd McConkey can kind of do that because he has that type of skill set. Not to mention, what about Drew Prielsaw? From Florida. I love his game as well. There's so many high-level wide receivers in this draft. This might be the deepest wide receiver draft that I can remember when you talk about value, when you look at the quality and the quantity that's combined with these wide receivers. So Atlanta, like when you talk about potential pass catcher, you don't necessarily got to get a difference maker in round one. You can find your guy in round two, and you will be smiling from ear to ear because he's going to give you production.
So the latest rumor is that the Commanders, you know, might not go Jaden Daniels.
What? That's crazy talk.
Are
they crazy? Like, are they going to reach and go J.J. McCarthy? Like, I'm not understanding this, but B, tell me, Jaden Daniels should be the second quarterback off the board, right? He should be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
See, I don't understand. Like, you know, I'm not in a position of power when it comes to drafting guys. I've never been in a position of power. But one thing I know I have, the same thing that you guys have is eyes, right? And I have the ability to read. That means I can look and I can read based on what these guys have done number-wise. Stats. Jaden Daniels, the last 2 years, has thrown only 7 interceptions and I think almost 60. A total of 60 touchdowns or something like that,
right?
This year, he was the best quarterback in college football. Last year, he was one of the best quarterbacks in his conference. What are we talking about? Why are we trying to say Drake May is a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels? We don't know what the future holds, but right now, as you see today, Jaden Daniels has been the best quarterback in college football last year and one of the top quarterbacks the last 2 years based on his numbers.
Right.
Drake May, real good player, but not on the level of Jaden Daniels. So what I look at, what I see this now, when I start hearing these rumblings, it reminds me a lot of another former North Carolina quarterback in Mitch Trubisky. Remember Trubisky when he came out?
Same jive. Same jive.
In the ACC.
Yes, yes.
Wasn't the best quarterback in the ACC.
Yeah.
They made him felt like he was that guy. Trubisky was not better than Deshaun Watson and, heck, a few other guys in the conference, but he went too. He got overdrafted. Like, you should draft guys based on what you've seen them do, and then, of course, pair that with the potential. And then for people that say, well, Jaden Daniels had two first-round draft picks to throw the football to. All right, Malik Nabers was always a made man since his freshman campaign at LSU. But Brian Thomas, the year before, only had like 300 yards receiving in 2022. And one thing I know about good quarterbacks, guys, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, they make other guys look better than what they are.
They do.
Correct.
They do.
C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins.
Yep.
C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell. C.J. Stroud, Noah Brown. Like when Tom Brady was doing what he was doing, Pat Mahomes, even in the collegiate level, great quarterbacks make other guys look better. And that's what Jaden Daniels did with other pass catchers not named Malik Nabers a year ago.
The only knock on him, and I saw it in the FSU games, he does take a lot of contact. But can you coach that up and tell him, look, bro, you got to get down and just know when to risk your life and when to get out?
Yeah, we're going to coach that up, man. You can't be a reckless runner.
Yeah.
You got to be a smart runner. Like, get positive yards, get down. And see, when he gets to the National Football League, when he starts seeing some of those defenders who are 6'4", 6'5", running 4.4s and 4.5s, I don't think he's going to have to really emphasize getting down after they lay that Rydell on you one good time. But for him, he has to be a smarter runner. And that's it. That's my only knock on him. Sometimes he kind of holds the ball a little too long, and that comes with maturity and experience. But if you turn his tape on,
right,
you're going to be mesmerized about what he's done. And also, too, one caveat for Jaden Daniels, his defense was so bad, they had to score almost 40 points a game.
Right.
They had to because their defense couldn't stop anybody.
No, it was all on him. Again, he has got a cannon. He can run. He's also 6'4". I know. Remember RG3? Because if RG3 could have learned that, could his career have been something better? I mean, it just seems like that was self-preservation, an instinct he never had.
Yes, like one of the best runners in college, in the NFL is Lamar Jackson. But you don't see people get good hits on Lamar Jackson.
Because
he knows how to get down.
Yep.
Yes, he's smart. Remember at Louisville, he was fighting for every yard possible. But he learned, you know what, I gotta preserve my body. I got to make sure I protect my body. I got to get down. Russell Wilson, when he was more known to be a guy that can be mobile and scramble, he got down. Pat Mahomes. So for Jaden Daniels, if you want to be able to do what you need to do, you got to be healthy, and most importantly, get down. So I have no issue with that, man. Jaden Daniels is my wide receiver. I mean, my quarterback, too. There is no discussion. Heck, I like Michael Penix over Drake May.
A lot of people do. Hey, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who have him as the number two quarterback on their boards. So I know it sounds crazy.
I would accept that. I would accept that more if you're telling me Drake May's the number two quarterback on the board. I would accept that more because film does not lie.
Yeah.
When you look at the last 2 years, look at what Michael Penix has done.
Yep. Yeah.
Playing quarterback.
Great stuff. We will chop it up next week after the first round of the draft next Friday. Can't wait to hear what you have to say about Thursday night and how it all goes down, man.
Hey, I just hope for Atlanta Falcon fans, next Friday when we talk, you guys feel so good about what happened Thursday night.
Me too.
Brian, just once, I want everybody on the same page. Never happened in this city, but it'd be nice to everybody. Kumbaya.
Me too.
Hey, listen. Hey, what? Because if they do something that surprises or kind of piss people off, I already know it's going to be a crazy rant coming from Carl. I know it's going to be a crazy rant coming from Mike, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, well,
right
you
on.
Know what? If you want to set us off, try us. Good stuff, B. Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Brian to McFadden, guys. And by the way, you know, the whole Dan Quinn's not going to screw this up, is he?
Well, the GM is a former Belichick guy. So he does evaluate talent like Belichick, he may. The way Belichick did at the end.
I'm telling y'all, yeah. If somebody else comes off the board after Williams.
Well, Sergeant Slogan, he wants to do hard stuff with really good
Mike,
people.
He's not going to screw this up, is he?
But like, there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard
Yeah.
With good people.
You get him, Mr. Clean. Yeah, man. Like Jaden Daniels, and, you know, having lived in D.C., they want, and the owner back in the old days, Snyder, thought he was trying to find that Mike Vick type guy.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that superstar. They're looking down the street, literally up the road on 95 at Lamar Jackson. They want that really bad in D.C. Jaden Daniels gives you that.
Coming up, we're going to hit some headlines. Rangers in town to take on our Braves. They start a 3-game series tonight. Also, the NBA playoffs continues. The Heat won't have Jimmy Butler and no Zion for the Pelicans. We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks to Brian McFadden for stopping by, talking NFL draft with us. Mike and I will continue our conversation in our NFL Blitz. And then for those of you who missed Steve Weiss, who stopped by from NFL Network, just a day or so ago, we're going to replay that interview because it's so informative when you talk about the perspective of the Falcons. Because he sat down with our head coach, Raheem Morris, and he talks about why he feels like things are going to be different for Raheem. And particularly, he credits Mike, the staff. Like, right. We haven't had a lot of conversation about this because I think many of you, and even us to a certain degree, are not as familiar, right? It was 3 years of Arthur Smith's staff, and we were kind of getting a feel, and then now they're gone. And now Raheem comes in, and he hires his guys. And specifically, I think when you talk about the staff, Mike, I'm worried about the offensive and defensive coordinators.
Right.
Who's calling the plays? How is this thing going to look? But the staff does matter. And for when Raheem was hired, I think he did a really good job of getting a solid staff in here that people can trust and feel good about. Because, Mike, he wasn't the first hire, you know, on the board when you talk about the timetable of these hires. Remember, the Falcons were kind of going through this process, and then it was like, okay, what are we going to do? And then he had to figure out, and I know he probably had this plan when he went in, but hey, here are the guys I want to go get. And he was able to bring those guys in.
Right. And there were some dudes that, you know, you wanted to keep around, like Jerry Gray, an OG, right, working with the defense. And you got, we were impressed by Zach Robinson. You heard the interviews when we were up there at Flowery Branch when they were announced. Jimmy Lake getting back to, you know, just running defense. He's got a familiarity, certainly, with Latu Carl and some of the Pac-12 guys in this draft. But this is a team that, you know, some guys, there's some guys that stay, but there's some new faces. And that's the thing about the offensive line, maximizing the talent. What does the new set of coaches do that the other coach, nothing against those guys, but sometimes a different approach gets it done. Look at the effect Chuck Smith had on the Ravens this last year. I mean, the best pass rush in the league from a dude who knows what he's doing. Hopefully, we'll be a little bit better going backwards. I'm talking about pass, you know, blocking, because that's certainly been a problem at times. I thought, you know, this offensive line, the center, no one's really bellyaching about the center. I thought at times we thought Dahman was a weak spot, but they seem to like what they see. And I think if they like what they see, they think some things they can maybe improve on, right?
Yeah.
And that means perhaps that the offensive line is going to be status quo, no changes.
We're going to see. Lots to figure out. The draft is just one part of it, but it is a big part of it as they continue to go through the offseason. We'll continue that conversation coming up. Big O behind the glass. He is doing all the things today. Turtles coming up after we get done at 7 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Well, let's start first with our Bravos, Mike, because they start a 3-game series against the world champs. The Rangers. Rangers come in here, pretty good record, right? 11-9. They have looked like a team that's going to contend again. We will see. But it is Chris Sale back on the hill tonight. Expectations for Sale, right? We talk about these other guys, whether it be Darius Vines or, you know, anybody else that's getting a shot, right? Ronaldo Lopez. Mm-hmm. those are the guys you go, they go up to the hill and you're like crossing your fingers. I'm not crossing my fingers. I expect a good start tonight from Chris Sale.
Right on. I know it's kind of crazy if we had told you it was going to be the Diamondbacks and the Rangers in the World Series. Now, look, it is what it is. They've kind of continued to make their regular season kind of irrelevant because of these, you know, the way the wild card and the best of five. Braves fans have been dealing with this going all the way back to the 90s and just how we get in trouble in those NLDS. But these guys, they were clutch. And it's a clutch team. You know Bruce Bochy. He's a rock solid guy. They love playing for the dude. He's speaking of OG. He knows how to handle a team. But yeah, hopefully they just get right back on track. I thought they looked great down in Houston. That was a funky series. A little worried about those guys, but you had some clutch late in the game. Bullpen, you know, it looks really good. You know, we're kind of lamenting the bottom part of the lineup because of the injuries, and, you know, they pulled out some dubs.
They showed up. Rangers are number one. They're first in the West. I'm talking about American League. So, you know, you'll see the Guardians on this homestand. They are first in the Central. So this will be a nice homestand to see, you know, what you look like against some of these better teams. Meanwhile, we do have the play-in game continues the games tonight. Mike, no Jimmy Butler. I think a lot of people are saying Heat are done. I'm one of them. You could win tonight. Don't get me wrong. You're not winning a seven-game series without Jimmy Butler.
You brought up the other day, unless Tyler Hero goes off for like 30, Bam Adebayo dominates. I mean, just – and that's the best case. That's going to happen.
So no Zion either. And what's crazy about Zion, guys, the other night, we said this to you if you listen every day, and we know you do. Mike and I were talking about the fact that we are literally texting and going, all right, man, maybe we need to make a play for Zion. Maybe we need to get to Zion.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, he's, oh, my God, he's going for 40. It's the greatest game of
My leg!
My leg!
My leg!
Not, I don't want to do Poopy Miles. I can't feel my leg. But all of a sudden, he trots out to the locker room, and that's all she wrote. I mean, Jimmy Butler did play as that knee got tighter and tighter and tighter.
He kept playing.
I'm not going to question.
Evaluate me after the game.
I'm not going to question Zion, but if you can run to the freaking locker room, that extra, you can jump up and down. I know you got to go lateral, and I'm not going to get in. Well, I already did. Yes, I'll question his toughness. Get and finish the freaking game. It's your legacy, man. This is your best game of your life.
It was what we've seen in his career. So it's Bulls at Heat tonight, right? Winner moves on, loser goes home. Kings, Pelicans, no Zion tonight, and we'll see how that plays out. And then, guys, the playoffs are set. And if you're wondering, yes, they start tomorrow as the first round gets underway. Magic, Cavs, Suns, T-Wolves, Sixers, Knicks, Lakers, Nuggets. Those games will be played on Saturday, and then obviously after tonight's contest, we'll figure out who's going to be in there. It'll be whoever wins, right? Mm-hmm. Moving on to play the Celtics, you got Mavs, Clippers, Pacers, Bucks. We knew those series were set. And then the Thunder are sitting there waiting and trying to figure out who they're going to play. So Saturday, Sunday, we get the NBA playoffs really underway as these games and these series get underway. Any predictions right now? Do you think the Celtics get to the finals? I do not believe the Celtics win the NBA championship. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
They got to prove it to me.
I mean, I still think it's going to be – I still think Denver's going to find a way. I mean, it won't be sexy, but I think Denver finds a way, although OKC is everyone's kind of sexy pick right now.
They are.
And, you know, the T-Wolves, you know, you can make the argument that the Nuggets have got the experience and they've been there. But in that conference, remember before all the craziness happened with John Morant, it was Memphis was going to be the next big team, right?
Yeah, they were.
So who are those dudes we just talked about is going to step up? I still think the Celtics get to the finals, and it really comes back to Joe Mazzulla not screwing things up. That coach has got to be better. I mean, you got, Ime Udoza.
Ime Udoza.
Was still there, I think they win it last year.
Yeah, in the game, sets, scenarios, play calls, all that stuff. That's the stuff that I'm concerned about with the Celtics. Meanwhile, while we're talking about the NBA, can I hear from DJ? Because he was asked today about the consistent injuries that plague this team this year. Hawks had their exit interviews. They're out. They are done for the offseason, and we'll see how this team continues to change with the front office. Here is DeJounte Murray.
I mean, you can't without consistency and being healthy. I think that it's that simple. You know, you're not consistent, and then you're not healthy. Those are two bad mixes to have, you know, and such a competitive sport, especially in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, he's not blaming the injuries. He's just saying, and by the way, you remember the night, I want to say the night, Mike, it was one of the nights that we beat the Celtics. He wasn't supposed to play. Right. Like, he had a bad back or something was going on, and he showed up. I mean, sometimes you just got to play through this stuff, man.
Well, that's why sometimes the NBA, well, it's hard to pay for a ticket because sometimes guys will tap out and you're hoping to see. But, yeah, to me, the Celtics go as far as the coach and showing some poise because sometimes I think they never should have lost to us.
No.
I mean,
no.
I know it was, and for Hawks fans, that's going to be a great one of the few highlights from this season because it was amazing. Those guys were here all week, and the Boston press was killing them. And you figure they're going to come back and beat us in the rematch, and we beat them again.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. Hey, Trae Young today asked about whether or not he wants to be here with all the trade rumors that are out there already.
Yeah, I mean, every year teams are different. I mean, obviously, I want to be here. I mean, I want to be here, but I want to win too. So, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, I've said that since I've been here. Like, I want to be here. I want to win championships here and do that. But I want to win.
Wants to be here, but he wants to win. And there's nothing selfish about that. There's nothing wrong of it. And you can't complain about that. Get the man some help. You know, getting the man another ball-dominant point guard wasn't the real solution. You know, it's just
some shooting is.
Yeah, we need a big. We need another wing. Yeah. I mean, by the way, I would trade. There's nothing.
Everybody.
Hunter, adios.
Everybody.
Bogey, because there's value in Bogey. You're going to give to get.
You know, he's
right?
Gone?
Oh, you got to give to. What, hey, man, I'll give you Capella and DeAndre Hunter. What's that? You're going to give me butt kiss back? Okay, that's exciting. What are you giving me? Nothing. Ugats.
Ugats.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give to get. One of the few things we've got that somebody might want is Bogey, which sucks, but that's the only way you're going to improve your roster.
Yeah, Bogey had a good, really good season.
And, by the way, Sadiq Bey, you bringing him? You going to keep him?
No. And it's nothing personal. Coming off of a knee injury like this, Mike, I mean, like, right. I feel bad for him. At the timing of it sucks. No. Like, I got to go get guys that can help me right now. Do I have to wait half a season to see Sadiq Bey next year?
Right. And there was a reason we talked about this. You know, he's only 25 years of age. But you look at the game log, and you're looking for consistency. He's like so many guys on the Hawks. 23, 17, 23. You know, okay, that's pretty good. Then there's the games where it's 11, 2, 6. You know, it's just – and defense – and I don't think – maybe I didn't know what he was coming from Detroit. Defensively, like a lot of guys, he can be better.
He can be
consistently better.
Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL. Live well. Don't just live. Live well. And this hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. We're coming back. NFL Blitz is on the way. And one general manager flat out lies. We'll let you hear it next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.